Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Whoo! If you missed it, from about a half hour ago, multiple reports out there now saying UCLA and USC are joining the Big Ten. That move officially could come as early as 2024. So, in 2 years. Still not sure exactly when Oklahoma and Texas are going to join the SEC, but I believe the intention at the moment is to play out their contract through 2024. This seems like a sort of, you know, a spot. I had so many thoughts in my head during break. Now I want to keep the perspective in mind here. We have texts that we need to get to. We have tweets that we need to get to as well. And you can throw those, because I want to hear every possible scenario that you got, like every joke that you can make about Rutgers and UCLA playing baseball on the weekend is hilarious to me. Keep sending those in. Or like Rutgers and UCLA playing 9 a.m. games on the West Coast. They're all really, really funny. I want to just keep thinking about that for as long as I possibly can. Mm-hmm. But let's keep perspective a little bit. Flashback to last summer at Big Ten Media Days, and the bombshell drops from the Houston Chronicle. Oklahoma and Texas are going to the SEC. The college football world, the college athletics world, is in total freakout mode. It feels very similar to how it does at this very moment. And the response was, and the question was, what does the Big Ten do to counter? What does the Big Ten do to counteract? Or what does any other conference do to sort of counteract this move that will consolidate so much power into the SEC? Well, we found out what the counter is. It took a year. We found out what the counter is. It's the Big Ten adding USC and UCLA. So the response today is, what happens next? What happens to programs like, really, we're talking about any program that matters that's not in the Big Ten or the SEC. First few that come to mind: Oregon, Clemson, Notre Dame. Am I missing any major power brokers there? Utah? Right? They're losing their minds.
Utah would be nice, but it's not your hood ornament.
In Eugene, Oregon, and in Clemson, South Carolina, and in South Bend, Indiana, any team that's not in the Big 12 and the SEC, or the Big 10 and the SEC, that wants to matter going forward is now on the clock. You better be in one of these two conferences or get left behind. Unless there is a world where, I mean, because it's very clear, I mean, now, retroactively, right? Remember the whole alliance talk? It was going to be between the Big Ten, the ACC, and the Pac-12. That is now, that is dissipated. That doesn't really exist anymore. It's pretty clear why, right? Because the Big Ten doesn't need them. Yeah, USC and UCLA. And not that that's like the biggest move, but it's the counteraction. The Big Ten is going to be a 16-team conference that spans from New York City to Los Angeles, with Chicago in the middle. It has every major market that you could ever want.
Three biggest TV markets in the country in the Big Ten.
So you want to talk about power consolidation? Yeah, that's a response. That's a response from the Big Ten Conference.
Instead of a scheduling alliance, why don't we just become the alliance?
The Big Ten doesn't need it anymore. So, do the ACC, Pac-12, and Big 12 get together and say, look, we got to do something here? Do they say we want an alliance? Do they create one mega conference? With that being said, how much more can you do? Because I just listed three programs, and I stretched to get a fourth on teams that are left that aren't in these two conferences, or programs that are left that matter in college football that aren't in the Big Ten and the SEC. And it's less than one hand now. Anyone who matters is in those two conferences. Almost bar none. I mean, good one, Zach. Like, Miami? That's a good one.
They're not back yet.
Florida State?
Yeah.
But they, to themselves, they think, we matter, right? Okay. They're not going to matter soon if something doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're going to get left behind from a money perspective.
That's why I think...
That is it.
That's why I think the ACC has to be on the phone with Notre Dame today. Like, do not leave us. We're good. We still love you, baby. Who loved you first? It was the Atlantic Coast Conference.
What is this program... Like... Not program. We're going to ask plenty more of these questions. But let's leave you with this one. Let's talk about it from a money perspective. What the hell is this TV contract going to look like now? This is going to blow you away.
Like, that's how Media Day starts, right?
Yes.
With the announcement of the contract.
Kevin Warren has two, like, Roman candles in his hands. And he's like, $2 billion, whatever it is.
He's got a couple of trash cans sitting next to him, and there's just fire rising out of the trash cans. He's got war paint on his face, like, welcome to Thunderdome!
We just created, from a TV perspective, the most attractive conference in the history of, I mean, college sports for sure. That TV deal is going to be a sight to behold.
Volleyball Super Conference.
We're up next on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.